Welcome to Novell Open Audio, the podcast that connects the Novell user community with what's going on inside and around the Novell universe. I'm Randy Goddard.
I'm David Mayer.
And I'm Aaron Quill, sitting on my sofa at home.
You having a little trouble there, Aaron?
Why, yes I am. I seem to have taken my shoulder out again.
Oh dear. So you're laid up for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, about 6 weeks. Had surgery, am heavily sedated at this point, thus why I'm on the sofa. But the doctors tell me I will be up and stumbling around brain chair.
Because of the heavy medication?
Yeah, that and my poor walking skills. But I'll be the guy with a very, very large sling around my arm.
So you're going to be the easy one to spot. Randy's the one with the messy beard, and I'm the clean-shaven one.
Excellent. So, guys, I've been out of the office for a couple weeks because of this. What are we doing at BrainShare this year?
Well, we're going to be having a recording booth, and we're going to be inviting people in. If you're an attendee at BrainShare, you can come in and record an interview with us.
What types of interviews are we looking for?
We're looking to have people that are using Novell products successfully in their organization come in and tell us a little bit about it. The more interesting, the more exciting, the funnier, the better.
Does that mean that those who have had not so successful implementations of Novell products should stay away?
Well, if they're funny, I think we could take advantage.
Well, the other thing is, Randy, remember, we do have very, very good editors on staff, so anything that makes us look bad, we'll just edit out.
So how are we going to entice people to come in and give us their story?
I think we better be giving away prizes.
Oh.
We've got to do the obligatory T-shirt.
Of course, you know, the audiophile.
T-shirts, guys, we got to do something better than T-shirts.
Well, we've got lined up some really good prizes. For the three best stories of the week, we're going to be giving away an Apple iPod Touch.
Sweet.
And as well as that, we have 20 exclusive upfront and center passes for the Collective Soul concert at BrainShare on Wednesday night.
Oh, I had one of those last year. That is, well, not for Collective Souls, because that would have been a different city. But I had one of those passes last year, and it was amazing, because we really limit the amount of people that are allowed down on that floor, and you get right up in the front of the stage. It's incredible.
And it was a great concert last year, even up in the nosebleeds.
Excellent. And to tell you the truth, you know, Collective Souls, that's great, but the ability to see the guy from Frank TV, that's what I'm most excited about. That guy is just a riot.
I've seen his show a few times and seen him do some stand-up, and he is just wonderful.
Those who are getting those passes, do they have to register first? Do they just walk up to the booth? What's the deal there?
They got to register to do a recording. Anybody who wants to record has got to register to do that.
This will be exciting. This is going to be a great show and some great passes that we can give away there.
So, if you've got a great story about using Novell products, if you've got a funny story, we'd love to hear it. Join us at the Open Audio booth, concourse level, near the BrainShare network at Novell's BrainShare concert this year in Salt Lake City.
Now, just a reminder to our regular listeners, this will be the last podcast that you'll hear until after BrainShare because of all of our preparation and inclusion there at BrainShare.
And to all of our listeners out there, we really look forward to seeing you and meeting you at BrainShare. If you see Randy, Dave, or I walking the halls, please come up, say hi, introduce yourselves, tell us what you like and what you don't like about the show, and otherwise, we'll see you guys all at BrainShare.
Take care.